Look at Acts chapter 10. If you're marking these in your Bible, verses 35 to 43 is Peter describing salvation in these terms: believing, receiving. See, all we do is believe. We place our faith in what we can't accomplish ourselves and cry out to the one who can, the Lord. We receive from him remission of sins, and God grants us, that's in verse 48. I didn't type it in here. He grants repentance. And so look what it says. The word of God sent the children of Israel preaching peace. One of the works of righteousness, Isaiah says, the work of righteousness is peace. The effects of righteousness are quietness and assurance forever. The work of God in us brings peacefulness. Did you know that this service is very hard on a lot of people? Do you know why? There's a whole generation of people that need sound and activity around them all the time. They just can't stand silence, quietness. Did you know one of the marks of salvation is the work of righteousness makes us peaceful? We're not restless. We are living in the most restless generation. Did you read about the Santa Barbara boy with all of his video games that just shot up Santa Barbara, USC, Santa Barbara, and killed all those people yesterday? You know what it said about him? He was utterly, restlessly living in his game world. Did you know if he hadn't gotten killed in that exchange and he had been sent to prison for killing all those people, and someone from prison fellowship, you know, Colson's ministry, went to see him in the prison, do you know what they could tell him? They could share with him he could have peace through Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ was killed by being hung on a tree. By the way, that's an eyewitness account. Peter saw the crucifixion, and he said Jesus was killed by being hung on a tree. Interesting that he called the cross a tree. Probably it was. It was probably a tree that they clipped the branches on, but it was already planted in the ground, and they used it over and over again instead of digging a hole and dropping the cross in like all the movies show. Peter said it was really a tree, but that doesn't matter. Jesus was killed for my sins, and that guy that killed everybody at USC yesterday, he could have peace if he would say, Jesus, you died on the cross because I'm a murderer, and I'm restless, and I'm hateful and vengeful. And look what he does. Through his name, whoever believes. That's why I love to read all those prison fellowship reports and all the other forgotten man everywhere else that serves those people. All they have to do is believe in him, and they receive remission of sins. How many sins do they get remitted? Watch. Peter goes on with others saying, God gave the same gifts when we believed. God has granted the Gentiles repentance. And whoever believed turned to the Lord. The Lord turns them. So this is the ninth one. But look at what they said. Forgiveness of everything. See, this is what salvation. Salvation is forgiveness of everything to all who believe. In Acts 13, it says this, therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man, it's Jesus Christ, is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things. That means every sin anyone has ever committed can be paid for by Jesus Christ. Do you see why it's so wonderful to share the gospel? Do you know what it's like to talk to someone who is so burdened with their sins, so pressed down with their sins, so guilty with their sins, that they're drowning in their sins and they don't know what to do, and tell them, you can be justified? What does justification mean? It means both the penalty and the record. The penalty is paid, and the record of my sin is removed. There's no record. There's no record of my sins before God, because Jesus already paid for him. Isn't that amazing to think about? The more you understand salvation, the more you want to share it, because it's a miracle, and you want to see God do that miracle.